أخي you don't understand. It's so hard to leave these far countrymen. I said to even Ali, I said to him, within 1 month I'm going to be dead. This was before I left UK, because I knew if I didn't get through on the bus, I was literally just going to swim the English Channel and that's it, die. Because I was thinking, you know what, there's no point me sitting there in Darul Kufr and live like a life of bloody, like a slave, like a pig. And there's no point. I might as well just try my chances and swim the channel. At least I can say to Allah, at least I tried to get to the Khilafah, and that way at least I've got an excuse in front of Allah. If I swam across the channel and died there or drowned or whatever, I'm happy, alhamdulillah. That's what I'm thinking now. Even if this money doesn't not last me, I'm happy to walk the desert, akhi, seriously. Just give me a place, I'll walk it there, it doesn't matter. If I die along the way, alhamdulillah, I'm happy. At least I died away from my home, and inshallah it will be a source of barakah for me as well, inshallah. Seriously, man, I do not want money. £300 is more than enough. I've been fasting since I left UK. I've been fasting. I even brought a packet of dates from UK that I brought from my house. I brought sandwiches, and all I've been doing is just refilling water at bus stations and eating the dates for suhoor and for futur as well. And that's it, alhamdulillah. But it's more than enough, alhamdulillah. I can't complain. At least I'm away from UK, I'm away from these kuffar, but still, it's just, you know, this. Akhi, don't worry about the money. Seriously, don't worry about the money. Just, if you get me across through Jordan or even Lebanon, alhamdulillah, I can do this. But akhi, seriously, man, you don't understand. You know what? The second I get the chance, inshallah, if Allah accepts me, I'm straight doing istishadi against all of these people, Rawafid, everyone.